following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello there, and welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. Here we are again, and I brought a friend with me. Alan, I believe Pastor Alan covered for me last week as we were on vacation. Today's the last day of vacation.
Yes.
We're so rested. Yes.
Yeah, our kids' schedules and our puppy are not,
exhausting
us at all.
No, they didn't wear us down.
Everything's good.
At all. Anyways, hey, this last Friday, we had an incredible blessing of having Bill and Robin Ferris come join us at Refuge. They are awesome, awesome, awesome at helping people in marriage. And we've used Bill a lot as far as marriage counseling and those sort of things. He's spoken at our retreats, our Refuge Married Life retreats. And they come to Refuge. And so they're an awesome blessing for us, I believe, by the Lord. And he came and shared something with us I thought we would just briefly talk about here on a Wilson Wednesday. And it pertained to marriage. I believe it's universal. So I think we can share it here. And I would also say you could get the full length message that he gave us, which I would encourage you to do.
Whether you're married or not.
And Robin was awesome.
Yeah.
And so you'd want to see that. And it's on our website. So you could just go to refugefamily.com and take a look at that. Bill and Robin Ferris. The title was Marriage in the COVID Era. So, but again, we're going to today hit on the topic that is not necessarily having to do with marriage. But the first thing he brought up was that we are living in a very interesting time, which is the COVID era and kind of the season we're living in. And he brought out some things that are kind of stressors on everyone, things that everyone are kind of walking through in this season.
And I love what he called it. He called it a slow burn crisis because we go through crisis. And what we're going through right now is like a slow burn crisis. And that spoke. So that was like perfect way to put it because it just feels like We're still in the crisis.
Yeah, some crisis, you get in a car accident, and that car accident happens, and it happens right away. You have to deal with it right away. There are results right away, and then you know what it is. You know what you have to walk through. Whereas in the COVID era, we're kind of walking through this slow burn crisis.
Yeah.
That has some unique things. And here are a couple of those unique things that Bethany's going to read.
Information confusion.
Who do you believe?
Isolation and restriction leading to cabin fever.
Yep, you got to stay home. You got to stay away from everyone, kind of, was the idea. And you can get cabin fever in doing that.
Financial stress and uncertainty, along with the backdrop of political, social unrest. Pandemic weariness.
Mm-hmm.
Invisible threat, you know, the idea of like,
who has it?
You can't see it.
Yeah, who has it, and who's been infected by it, and how long you carry it, and going kind of a little bit back to the information confusion, and what do you believe about it? And, you know, all these things, and so it in some ways is an invisible threat.
Mm-hmm. And the temptation to turn to sinful and destructive escapes.
Yeah.
Especially being more on your own, and you know, lack of accountability, things like that, maybe.
So he hit on all those things a little bit more detail, but those are the kind of the things that we're up against in this area of the COVID era that we're living in. His encouragement, and we're not going to hit them all, but one of them was stay the line, stay the course. You look back on the things that you've grown in and you've been trained in and some of those principles that you've held onto in your life, both in good seasons and bad seasons, during this kind of slow burn time of like, what's going to happen next? And I don't even know what's happening now. And who do I believe? Go back to those things that you do know about who the Lord is and maybe some of the life principles that you have. We're not going to mention this one in our thing, but he also had mentioned in talking about a routine. Routines are very helpful in this season. So obviously, a time with the Lord is a big one. Make sure you're maintaining those routine, exercise and walk if you can, even reading or just something that maintains your routine in a season of kind of weariness. You want to talk about I really thought his analogy of one of the things that we need to be in this season is first responders instead of first reactors. Mm-hmm. And his image of that was mm-hmm. good. Do you want to hit that?
The image that he used?
The fireman.
It was so good. He just said, like, you know, firefighters don't show up to a fire and are like, what do we do? Does anybody have a hose? Do you know how to do this? And what's going on?
That
fire's
huge,
running around panicking.
What do we do now? What do we have to do now?
Reacting instead of being first responders.
Yeah, he was encouraging us that in this season, oftentimes we're seeing a lot of reaction from people. And he said, instead of that, what people really need is first responders, people who are going to respond out of that mm-hmm. time, that they know who they are,
They know the Lord is,
and we don't need reactors right now. We need first responders. Another one that he mentioned was turning your temperature control
thermostat.
To warm, your thermostat to warm and positive. And in this season, it can be often hard internally to be that, but that's what we need is people who are going to be warm and positive in their relationships with coworkers. Mm-hmm. He was obviously talking about spouses, but I think you can extend this to people at the, you know, as we hit the Christmas season, the cashiers, yeah. Those people who you're going to be talking to at the stores and whoever. People need warm and positive right now. There's a lot of negative and cold. So,
because this season is going to end at some point, whether you're nice or you're not nice. Yeah. And so you want to, at the end of this season, still be able to be a blessing and still have good relationships and still be able to minister to those same people after the crisis is over. So yeah. Having that warm attitude towards people, kindness towards people,
matters.
That you can continue the relationship after it's all over.
Yeah.
So.
He also mentioned this, and I actually was just hearing someone talk about this recently, that when we go through difficult times in life, really traumatic times oftentimes, God gives us an extra measure of grace mm-hmm. for those seasons. I think one of those things we often think of is, how would I ever get through that? If that happened to me, how would I ever do that? Well, you're going through a worldwide pandemic, which is affecting most every part of your life, more than likely. And you could ask the question, how am I going to get through that? And the extension of God's grace, Bill says, he calls them pockets of grace. Look for pockets of grace. And they come in three sizes, small little things that you could just say throughout the days. You see the Lord at work. Ah, God blessed me today with that little, even if it's a little thing. And then there's the medium things. And then he says there's the grande things, the big things. And so being attentive that God is going to pour out a little extra measure of grace in seasons where you're walking through the most trauma. And so he says, just be ready for God's extraordinary grace.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, there's more. We're not going to hit them all. We don't have time for that here on Wilson Wednesday today, but you can go watch it online. And he does a phenomenal job with it. Maybe you just need that little extra encouragement today. And so go to refugefamily.com and see that. But he closes off with a really interesting thought process that they've begun to do some studies on. Do you want to introduce that?
So good. Because he talks about, you know, after a crisis, people will go through post-traumatic stress.
We know that, yeah.
Or post-traumatic growth.
Yeah.
So PTS or PTG. And just that, he was saying that the percentage is higher of people who go through PTG, post-traumatic growth, than post-traumatic stress, which was very encouraging because, you know, it really is. And when you watch the message that they gave and you hear Robin share her story and the growth that the Lord has done through that crisis, it's so encouraging. And to just realize that you can be somebody who, you know, we can't control like how we're going to feel about something, but we can control what we do with it and choosing to grow through it. Like, Lord, what am I to do with this situation?
Yeah, and I would encourage you again to check out her testimony. She gave it that night as far as the major massive car accident that she was in and how she and Bill have walked through that season and experienced this post-traumatic growth. That was encouraging, especially in this season as we kind of think about, well, what's going to happen? What's going to happen with us, and how does this all play out? And I think one thing that we can really expect from the Lord is post-traumatic growth.
Yes.
I think we may be seeing some stress with the post-traumatic stress, and maybe we'll see some of that. I assume we will. But also being expecting that we are going to see some growth in the church, in our personal lives, in our relationship with the Lord. And so I think that's one of the things that we were encouraged with. And I think we have a passage here that
we do.
Lends itself to that truth.
So good. And I was just sending this verse actually to a friend of mine yesterday, because we were just talking about, you know, having kids and all the schedules and the running around and the constant change of schedules. Every day you wake up in the morning with what today is supposed to look like, and you're going to get a couple texts that are like, this is canceled, that's not happening, we're moving that. And so
church is going inside, church is going outside, we're going to be under a tent, it's going to rain. I mean, changes all the time. Nothing's consistent, it seems.
So Paul writes to the church in Corinth. He says, three different times I beg the Lord to take it away, to take away that thorn in the flesh, that hardship he was going through. And he said, each time, 2 Corinthians 12:9, each time the Lord said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And I've definitely seen that in my life of like, I don't think I can keep doing this. Yeah. But remembering that the Lord said, in your weakness, my strength is made perfect. That's when you're really going to see my strength shine.
Yeah.
We're seeing that. Yeah.
Well, let's pray. And thanks for joining us on Wilson Wednesdays. Lord, give us the strength that we need. Lord, I pray that as we look to those promises of your grace, even in seasons of trauma, even in seasons of crisis, we look for your grace. And in those moments, Lord, would we have our faith strengthened? Would we our trust be strengthened in you? And would your power be made known in our weakness? And I pray that for now, in this very moment today, but I also pray in the season to come as we kind of navigate this as a church and as the family of Christ, Lord, and as people trying to figure out what the next step is, may we see you so clearly and be strengthened in you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bye, you guys.
Everybody. Have a good day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.